To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Pinecrest Academy.
Lord Jesus,
I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to follow your path. I give you my eyes to see as you see. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind so you can think of me. I give you my spirit so you can pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart, so in me you can love your Father and all people. I give you my whole self so you can grow me, till it is you, Christ, who live and work and pray in me. Amen.
Just love those prayers from the kids. You are on the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive. This is AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, and we are now joined in the room by Jeff and Jamie Grebner. And we've got a couple guests. I'll let you introduce them in just a minute here. But I just want to mention, and if I could just get a couple shout-outs, these are donations that came in from the last hour. We didn't get a chance to mention them, but we want to thank all these people. Bob from Johns Creek, thank you very much. Actually, Bob's from Roswell. And then Susan, in honor of her friend Carol, who is our president here at Atlanta Catholic Radio. Thank you, Susan, from Dunwoody, for the donation. We really do appreciate that. Now, this hour, I want to mention that, so anybody that, we're going to get into a little bit more about who our guests are. Well, in fact, I'm thinking out loud as I'm going along. Let's go ahead, Jeff, if you wouldn't mind introducing our guests and let us know who's here with us.
Yeah, sure thing, Dave. Yeah, my name is Jeff Grebner, and I'm here with my wife, Jamie. We've been on before, and we're so happy to be back. Again, welcome to the 12 o'clock hour Best of the Quest Pledge Drive. Get out those wallets right now. Write down the phone number, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. Definitely here to raise some money for the Quest. But we're here today to remind everyone that the impact that Catholic Radio can have on us, and kind of through the ripple effect, have on society. And Chris Lewis and his wife Natalie are with us today, and we're so happy to have them. And they have a great story for us to share about how specifically the Quest has impacted their journey, their faith journey, and their the starting of their Catholic business with us. So again, I'm happy to introduce Chris and Natalie Lewis. They started a company called Baritus. It's a Catholic devotional product company. About 4 years ago, they started this. Chris and Natalie are parents to five beautiful children, aged from 16 years old all the way down to 2 years old. And they currently attend St. Francis de Sales Parish in Mableton. So welcome, Chris and Natalie.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. We're very grateful to be here. Thank you to Quest. We are big fans of Catholic Radio and Quest, so this is awesome. I am Chris Lewis, the owner and the illustrator behind Baritus Catholic, the company that I started really to put my creative talents into the service of our Lord and to create Catholic devotional products that could really encourage and enrich the faith of fellow Catholics, but also to put something out there into the culture to help evangelize and just spread the faith through art and beauty and truth and goodness. And then my wife, of course, she's the one that pretty much keeps the wheels on the business from day to day, Natalie.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you again to the Quest for having us on the show today. So you can find us on baritus.catholic.com online or on any social media platform at Baritus Catholic.
How do you spell Baritus?
Good question. That's great. Yeah. Baritus. It's a Latin word, so it is a little bit complicated.
I'm sorry, but what does it mean?
So it actually means war cry or trumpeting. It has like a double meaning, and I liked it because it reminded me sort of the biblical accounts of like Jericho or the angelic battle in Revelation, and it also had a symbolic significance to it. So proclaiming the faith and defending the faith. So my logo is actually a sword and a trumpet, which symbolize those two realities that are wrapped up in the word, and so that's where that comes from.
Cool.
Well, Jeffrey and I were excited to have Natalie and Chris on here. We've been friends for a long time. And Chris, can you, before you get into your conversion story and share more, can you tell the listeners what we have in store for them if they call in or if they donate?
Sure. I'll actually let Natalie do that. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to you know, really happy that we're going to be able to give away a couple of items. We, you know, our store, in our store, we sell a lot of different things like graphic tees, art prints, prayer cards, high quality vinyl stickers, and even some phone cases. And we usually have over 150 items in the shop at any given time. So we're really happy that we can we're going to have a giveaway today for anyone who makes a pledge or calls in during the Veritas Hour. So we'll have one of the randomly selected winners will win a graphic tee, and another will receive a poster.
And there, cool. If you haven't seen them, you can go on their site, and you're going to want to call in and get into that.
So. Those are two of our best-selling items, and yeah, people love them. So, and it's just a great addition to your Catholic home, or going out and wearing Catholic apparel that starts conversations with people.
And can I just real quick? So you said a graphic tee.
That's correct.
Yes, yeah. And what?
And a poster. A poster.
So what? And explain to me what I know what this is, but just what is a graphic tee?
So I call it graphic tees because there are a lot of different types of Catholic tees out there. Because I am an illustrator, I really do highly detailed depictions of saints, Jesus, Mary. Sometimes it's biblical scenes and things like that. And so they're really graphic focused. They're very impactful. So when you're walking around, people will stop you and they'll be like, "What's the story with this?" Or sometimes they have prayers on the back, so they'll be like, "I love that prayer." We get those sorts of comments all the time, and it's just amazing that it's a non-confrontational way to evangelize without having to, you know, hit people over the head with arguments for the faith. And it's just truth, goodness, and beauty, and it's just an easy way to convey the faith in that way.
Awesome. So we'll be giving. So call in or donate before 1 o'clock. And there is no purchase necessary on that.
And there'll be a raffle for the winner of those two items.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Two winners
for one item. One item each.
Two winners. Yeah. That's right.
So, Chris, I know you're a fan of Lord of the Rings, right? Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
I know my kids enjoy it. Lord of the Rings, to me, it's you can absolutely tell the difference between good and evil on that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got your wizard that's bright, light, and great and good, and then you got your orcs that are just absolutely ugly and gross. And I can bring that to kind of your art, right? Like, your art today is just showcases the beauty, the absolute beauty of our Catholic faith. I mean, in today's culture, it's hard to kind of determine what's evil and what's good sometimes, right? It gets all mishmashed, and the devil, you know, tries to flip that upside down. But I think what your art can do for us here in society is bring that beauty out in just such a concrete way, and so that we know that this is good and this is beautiful. I'll get into it a little bit, but on your poster, you have a lot of you know, good art, and then you kind of have the virtues, and then you kind of have some I'll call it the evil vices, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of you show the difference between the two on your poster.
Yeah, I love what you're saying about this, because what you're hitting on is absolutely one of the reasons that made me want to start this company, or that I should say the Lord led me to start it, and that is, the more Catholicism has been pulled out of the culture, you see that the darker it's sort of getting. And we're starting to see, not only is there that line between good and evil, but now we're seeing bad guys made to look like the cool people, right? No, sorry, that's not the case. Like, truth conquers all, Christ conquers all, God conquers all. And I wanted to really do something that counterbalanced that narrative for the culture, that Catholics could be proud to support, to wear, that would enrich them, would encourage them, and it is powerful and is strong. And I think this is when I hear from people that like my work, that's the biggest resonating factor. It's strength, and it's the power of our faith, and it's something that really, as you're saying, you can see clearly in Lord of the Rings, and hopefully in my work you see the same thing.
And we're going to get into it in a minute, but go to baratuscatholic.com to see his art. And also, we're going to get into a story about how the quest impacted his journey, but call in the quest, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and make that donation. Support families like us that are you know, going to and from work and need some Holy Spirit inspiration to listen to on the way, so that we can be inspired and be led to start our own business, for example.
So, Chris, can you tell us about your conversion story? I know you didn't grow up Catholic, and Natalie was Catholic, and when you got married in the church and came into the church. But can you tell us a little bit more about your conversion story?
No, absolutely. I'm entirely blessed because God gave me through His love, not only the love of my wife, but also the faith itself. I was raised Protestant. We were more of the evangelical sorts of Bible alone, faith alone. As I got older, though, I started to have some serious questions about, you know, the authenticity of Bible, of the Bible. How do we know that where the Bible came from? What is the history? There seemed to be this large history that I was never taught in my evangelical background. Well, thanks be to God, Natalie came into my life, the first Catholic I ever met that was very, very, very faithful. Our first date, she had to go to Mass. And, you know, I have to say, I rejected my Protestant faith kind of hostily. I was a little bit antagonistic towards Christianity. I thought that was Christianity. So when I met her, it kind of gave me this openness to say, okay, well, what is Catholicism? I've never heard about this. I've heard bits and pieces of it, but it was probably the wrong narratives. And she, you know, thanks be to God, she was kind of like a way for me to open up my heart to exploring Christianity through the lens of Catholicism.
Can I interrupt? Just, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
sure.
Did you just say that on your first date you went to Mass?
Yeah, I did. Thank you for bringing it. Yeah, I meant to go back to that. So, you know, our first date, here I am sort of an antagonistic towards Christianity, and I had rejected my upbringing, and she's like, well, I have to go to Mass. And I'm like, I don't know what Mass is, but if you're going to Mass, I'm going with you.
That's what sold me.
That's absolutely right. So, I mean, I haven't missed a Mass since then. We've been together, you know, every Sunday for that. And so thanks to her. Yeah, and of course, the Holy Spirit.
How cool is that? That's awesome. Yeah.
Excellent.
So what kinds of things helped you kind of come to understand what the faith was? And, I mean, you obviously had Natalie holding your hand along the way and helping you. And how did that look, the two of you growing in your faith together?
Yeah, I would like to say it was this nice, clean trajectory, but it really, you know, sort of a messy zigzag. And as I said, I was coming out of, you know, sort of an antagonism towards my Protestant upbringing, or at least some of the intellectual reasons for it. So when I, her brother actually became a monk, and one day we were visiting him, and he gave me Scott Hahn's conversion story on CD. And this is all the Holy Spirit, because I listened to that, and I was still kind of having one leg in the secular world, one leg trying to understand Catholicism, but I wasn't really getting it. I listened to that CD, and it was like a switch just flipped instantly. I was completely set on fire to devour everything I could on the faith, and this is where I wished we would have had Catholic radio back in those days. I was driving a lot, and I would search the radio stations. Come on, there's got to be a Catholic station here somewhere. I'm hearing these great things about Scott Hahn.
This was back in 2005?
Yeah, this was around 2005 or 2006. And, you know, I was just on this journey of understanding intellectually all those questions I had as a Protestant. They were starting to click for me as a Catholic. And I'm like, well, this is why I didn't understand it. It was here in Catholicism the whole time. And that just really set me on fire to learn it more. So.
Great. And Natalie, how did you support him in his coming into the faith and conversion?
Yeah, well, you know, we were, I think the foundation of our relationship was definitely Holy Mass and receiving the sacraments. And at the time I was a little bit lukewarm. I was raised with a good spirituality. So I kind of had that part of my faith, and we would pray together. But honestly, it wasn't until we kind of started growing into our own sort of faith journeys. And we were very much on our own journeys, and Sunday Mass kind of became the only practice that we really shared of the faith. So
it was a very much on Sundays sort of thing. You know, we went to Mass on Sundays, but then faith hadn't quite gripped a hold of us yet, right?
Well, I know how deep your faith is now. So what was it that catapulted you? Mm-hmm.
Well, when we look back, we just see how God's grace just kind of worked through through everything during that time. Because I felt like when I was growing spiritually, I was actually challenged by some of my non-Catholic friends, and it was on our beliefs, which back then we didn't have Catholic radio, so it wasn't so easy to just kind of get be fed with all the information that now we have available to us, which we're so thankful for. And I remember. When Chris would come home from work, and I would just spend the evening asking him these questions that my friends would ask me, or things that would just come up, and I just became on fire in the intellectual aspect, and our faith became such a huge part of our daily lives that Chris and I started incorporating family rosaries, you know, penance on Fridays, daily Mass, frequent adoration. And so, you know, through it all, the Holy Spirit just brought us together to support each other in the areas of our faith where we needed strength. So where he was growing intellectually and I was growing spiritually, and we just kind of came together, and it just worked.
And just remember, we are on the Best of the Quest pledge drive. Call in, please support us, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. And a reminder, if you call in, you will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win either a poster or a T-shirt. Do we have any callers yet, Dave?
We sure do. Absolutely. We want to thank Barbara from Marietta. Also, William. We also have John in honor of Jeff Grabner.
All right. Thanks, John.
John from Atlanta. We also have Mary from Atlanta in honor of Jamie and Jeff.
Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh. We also have Gary and Sue in honor of Jeff and Jamie. So fantastic. And one of those might be the lucky recipient of the T-shirt or the poster.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I'll just say, you just said it, though, didn't you? We can't do it too much, though. 470-508-1160 is the number to call. And also, look at that, $2,500 in match money. That goes until 1 o'clock. So you've got, 30-some-odd minutes here.
Yeah, call in.
In whatever, if it's a $100 donation, now it's $200. Okay, it doubles whatever it is, and that's up to $2,500, but it's only until 1 o'clock. So call in, 470-508-1160. Go to thequestatlanta.com or tap that little donate button on the Quest Atlanta app, which I'm sure is on your phone. Has to be.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. And it was probably back in this time, Chris. I don't know, 2011 through maybe 2015, when you guys were going through as a family spiritual conversion. That Jamie and I started seeing you guys at random churches. Right. We were we would go to daily mass and see you at Christ the King. We would see you in confession line at St. Thomas the Apostle, and just kind of randomly we would see your family and our family and. And then we got to know each other just through the Catholic daily mass, and I think Holy Spirit as well. We saw you there, just kind of bouncing around, getting mass times and confession times in where we can.
So back in 2011, Chris, you went through some difficult times, and that also helped with your family and the spiritual conversion. There's some suffering there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, just briefly. I mean, I thought I was doing all the things I should be doing, trying to get my life in order. I was going to Mass on Sundays. I was learning about the faith. And then all of a sudden, I just got hit over the head with a health crisis. And of course, at the time, I kind of grappled with that. Like, why is this happening now? I thought I was making all these right decisions. But I came to find out that really this was the Lord calling me to a deeper spiritual conversion. I started to realize that just knowing about the faith was not really living the Christian life. I needed to truly live a prayerful, devoted life. And this is what actually started getting me thinking about the things I was doing with my talents. Was I really serving God with those talents? Was I really giving that talent back to Him? He gave it to me. It's not mine. And so I started to think in this process of this conversion and this grappling, which I called sort of like my wrestling with the angel years, where like from the Old Testament with Jacob, I was grappling with God. And when I finally just relented and said, you know what, God, I can't do this without you. You are everything, and I'm just giving myself up completely. I was straddling both worlds again, the secular world, the Catholic world. I decided to pull myself out of that secular world entirely. And in doing that, I started getting back into art. I hadn't been doing it for a while just because of the busyness of my career and family. But I started doing it just as a way of expressing the beauty and the love I was starting to experience from just surrendering completely to divine providence. And so that's really what got me started into the Catholic art again. Or for the first time, I should say. That was, yeah.
And what did you think about him spending all this time, hobby drawing art? I'm sure he's working, all day and all night now. And now his hobby's, drawing and expressing his love for God in that way. How did you feel?
Yeah, well, I learned kind of early on to give Chris the space that he needs. So when he's creating, I just kind of step back and... I mean, it's taken a lot of prayers because I really enjoy the the social aspect and the communication. So, and he's very much more introverted and wants to kind of just be creating all the time. So I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit has guided his talents and has used him this way, because we always knew that he should be, we want him to be doing something for the glory of God, right? We wanted God to use, as he said, to use his gifts. And
You're my biggest fan, though. I mean, I have to say, like, she prays from my work. She's constantly, you know, trying to facilitate me being able to work on things when the timing's right. And I mean, just like seriously, like my biggest fan. I don't like to self promote, so she like does all that for me. And,
I love his work.
Yeah, and so
I think he's like, amazing.
You know, she's pretty awesome.
So how did it go from a hobby to express God's love to, hey, maybe I could do this for, you know, maybe I could sell some stuff or share my faith this way.
Yeah, this is the funny thing. I did not set out to start a company. I really did this out of love and out of just as a way of expressing the faith that I was encountering on a deep level. But I started to find out that people started to be interested in the work, and they were interested in possibly having, hey, can you put this on a sticker, or can you do this with it? And I was like, yeah, you know what? I can. I do this for sort of thing for my day job. Why not do it for this too? So I started doing it, and it's unbelievable how the Holy Spirit just like grew the business in such a short period of time. And there's a lot of people involved with helping to do that too, but by promoting my work. But really, it just took off. And before we know it, you know, Natalie and I were kind of looking at each other like, wow, this is like a business happening here. And I'll be honest, it was getting to be a lot. I was working all day. We had the five kids, or at that time, however many we had, three or four.
Weren't you pregnant? You were pregnant with your fifth, right?
Yeah. She was pregnant. There was a lot going on. And of course, we were deeper in our faith now. And so it started to be untenable. How can I work all day and then come home and work all night? Because the business was starting to become a business where, you know, I needed to perform. I needed to, like, if people were ordering things, I need to be there and send it out to them.
You had a full-time corporate graphic design job.
Yeah, I was working. And this is one of the reasons I didn't draw for years. I went into the corporate graphic design, and I was in marketing for about 17 years. And, you know, I had that stability. I had the insurance. I had my paid time off. I had been at the same company for 12 years at that point. I had moved up. And I started to look at these two things and just thought, I cannot balance these. Like, something has to give. And Natalie and I wrestled with that. Like, maybe it's the Catholic stuff. And then I thought, with all the fruit that's happening and the Lord bringing it this far, and I finally, when we were young, we wanted to start a business before we even got married. That was like kind of always our dream. Thank God we were patient. It took 20 years to get there, but it eventually happened. And so we had to make a decision. And that's ultimately what it came down to. Was I going to stay with the security of the corporate world, or was I going to follow what I discerned to be the Holy Spirit and God's voice calling me to doing Catholic work and giving my talents to Him?
So we're about to head to a break, but stay tuned, everyone. And let's listen how the Quest Atlanta really impacted Chris's decision to go full stream into Baratus Catholic. Reminder again, 470-508-1160. Call in and donate and enter yourself into a raffle for some awesome Catholic products.
Hey, you don't want to miss the opportunity to win these items. They're beautiful.
And go, if you have a minute, go to baratuscatholic.com and check out his products. I will say that Chris is extremely particular about his products. His stickers are amazing. My kids put them on the water bottles, and they will not fall off at all. Dishwasher, heat, whatever. It is on there. Cars.
Laptops.
They've gone through many road trips. Yes.
So this is extremely high quality stuff. He's very particular. It's very, very good. Very well done. He's a professional. So anyway, we're about to head into a break. Dave, you want to
listen? And I'll just mention, too, that so if you do donate before 1 o'clock, we've got the, you know, you could possibly win that T-shirt or the poster. No purchase necessary. But also, we've got $2,500 in match money. So, you know, pretty basic. You donate $100, it's all of a sudden a $200 pledge. So make sure you take advantage of that.
You are listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of the Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you are moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
This historic time in the pro-life movement makes it critical to support women and families now more than ever before. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic pregnancy resource center in Metro Atlanta, offers that support. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
Shop and donate at one of St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia's 11 thrift stores. Proceeds deliver hope and help to neighbors in need. Find a thrift store near you at thequestatlanta.com and click on the St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia logo.
Hey, I'm E. Walter Smith from Christ Our Hope Parish in Lithonia, Georgia. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO. East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or even find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day. Embrace your journey. Come on, join the quest.
The Quest presents
Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Born in Tours, France in the year 370, St. Bryce was an orphan who was raised by St. Martin of Tours. Although known for being vain, overly ambitious, and short-tempered, St. Martin remained patient with him. Eventually, Bryce would experience a drastic change of heart and would go on to succeed Martin as Bishop of Tours. Once he was ordained bishop, Bryce would unfortunately return to his old ways, becoming steeped in secularism, vanity, and vice.
Bryce was exiled to Rome, and in the 7 years he spent there, he repented and underwent a thorough change in his lifestyle. St. Bryce was eventually reinstated as Bishop of Tours and ruled with such humility and holiness, people adored and respected him long before his death. His feast day is November 13th, and he is the patron saint of stomach aches and ailments.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Go out to dinner once or twice a month? There's nothing wrong with going out to dinner. In fact, it's good to get out every now and then. But is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? The cost of one dinner out each month could be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener supported. We rely on donations from people like you just to stay on the air. Please prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I think that we are so blessed as Catholics to have Mama Mary, okay? When my kids are little, they call her Mama M, and then eventually she becomes Mama Mary. We are so blessed with Blessed Virgin Mary, whatever name you want to call her. She's amazing. She's a mom. She gets it, right? She totally gets it, and she desires us to know and encounter her son. So when you have had a hard day and you felt like you have failed today as a mom, ask for her help. When you don't know what to do for your child, I turn to her, and I'm like, okay, Mary, I don't know what my son needs right now, but you do. So you please fill in the gaps, fill in the pieces where I'm messing up here, and you just be with them. You help him, you help her, encourage them, and lead them to your son. Let them know him, love him, and serve him. And I think that we get to take advantage of that, which is really cool. I am nowhere near as good of a mom as her, but I try, and by her grace, she will teach me how to be a good mom, too.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
You're simply the best! The Best of The Quest, Stories of Inspiration Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Best of The Quest Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And I am Dave Savage, the production programming manager here at The Quest, and this is our pledge drive, as you just heard. I just want to mention the $2,500 match that we have going on up until 1 o'clock. Take advantage of that. It really, to double your donation, that is so cool. Not to mention the fact, call in or go online and you can possibly win that shirt. From Baritus Catholic. That's Baritus Catholic.com. And so we are here with Jeff and Jamie Grebner and our guests, Chris and Natalie Lewis. So go ahead.
All right, so yes, again, 470-508-1160. Call in, enter yourself into a chance to win some Beartooth Catholic merchandise, or go to thequestatlanta.com and pledge or donate online as well. We definitely need to hit that matching goal and need to keep up with these donations. So last half hour we left off, Chris and Natalie, you guys were talking about some busy times when you were kind of started your business, but still working full time in the corporate world. Speak to us a little bit about your discernment.
Yeah, so this is where it gets interesting because, you know, we were looking at these two things. I had the security of the corporate world. I had this, what we had begun to establish as a, you know, startup Catholic business, and it was really fulfilling the things that we wanted to do since we were young, and also where I felt like God was really calling me to. But I was still having that issue of just truly walking in faith. And so just to give you an idea of how it was, like, we've decided our patron for the business is St. Peter. St. Peter is like my favorite saint. You know, he's sort of like, he's the guy that wants to be devoted, but he just can't say the right thing or do the right thing. And he's constantly waffling, and Christ is constantly, like, you know, trying to get him in line. And I kind of felt like that's where I was. And I kept getting these signals. So I had an hour commute every day going in and out of work. And I would turn on the radio. Finally, Atlanta had Quest Radio, and I was just like, yes, this is the best thing ever.
This is what, about 2020?
This is 2018. I think that's right when they started. I was probably like one of the first people to like blow that station up every morning. And but a couple years into that is when we started to discern whether or not this business could be fruitful full time or not. And I could not get myself to separate from the comfort, the security. And so I would turn on the radio every day going into Quest and listen to that. And I'd come home and I'd hit Natalie up and probably drive her crazy with, like, I don't know what to do. This was like a nightly conversation. And every time I'd get into the car after we'd have one of these big conversations about what to do, I would tune into the Quest, and there would be somebody who would tell me exactly what I was just asking her about. So, for example, I'd say, I don't know if God really wants me to do this. And then I'd turn on the radio, and it'd be somebody talking about, when you hear God's voice, if he's led you to a certain place in your life and you feel this call to do something, like, you cannot have fear. That's the Holy Spirit leading you. You know, it'd be something like that.
Right.
And it'd almost be like God was listening into our conversations and then speaking to me through the Quest. So it was like, funny. This happened, like, no joke, 4 or 5 times where the conversations got so particular that I would get into the car, I'd turn the Quest on, and we'd go through these arguments, and it got down to the point, well, what do we do for insurance?
Why, like, were the arguments?
A big question. Yes. What to do for insurance?
Yeah, yeah.
When Natalie was pregnant, right?
Right, right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I didn't mean to say arguments as in we were arguing, but just arguments to pro or con for leaving.
Yeah.
And so yeah, the insurance became the big one. And no joke, I get into the car one day, and it's like, Al Crest is interviewing somebody about Christian health shares.
Wow.
And he's talking about, he was just going through all of the details that Natalie and I were kind of like hesitant or nervous about. And I'm like, that's like the last straw, right? So we went on a road trip to see her parents, and I made the decision, before I leave this house, I am choosing one or the other. And just having Quest in the back of my mind, and this like 4 or 5 times where the Holy Spirit was like, do not have fear. You're being led. You're seeing where this is taking you. Look at the fruits of it. And I said, that's it. I'm going to do it. I almost typed the email to my boss without even thinking about it. And thanks to Natalie. She's so supportive. She comes in. She's like, yeah, do it. You know, it was like a new adventure, but we finally had that peace. And I really, you know, without Quest, like, where would I have heard the Holy Spirit? You know, I wasn't hearing it at work. There wasn't anybody I could talk to about this. And
can you tell the story that you told me before about needing a sign? I like that one. And then you turn on the Quest, and what do they say to you? Like,
yeah, well, this was exactly it. This was like, well, you know, maybe we need to look for a sign. Maybe there's got to be some sign. And so that was exactly it. I would turn on the Quest, and I don't remember the particulars, but those 4 or 5 times were literal signs that, like, answered my question perfectly almost about what I was struggling with, like word for word almost. And it was various programs throughout the day. It wasn't like, and you know, it was like 1 week here, another week here. So
it's funny because we don't pick how God sends us signs, right?
Right.
And God was using the Quest for that.
You know what this reminds me of? It's like we've got a, you know, smart speaker at home. A lot of people have them. A lot of people don't have them because they don't like somebody listening all the time. But honestly, my wife and I will have a conversation about whatever, and I have not done a Google search on it, or all of a sudden it's showing up in my feed, you know, like in my Facebook or what, and as advertisements. And that's what this reminds me of, where you're having a conversation, only God's listening in, not Google, not Alexa, but God is.
The one and only, the original.
Yeah, and God is putting these messages on the radio for you.
Well, and that's how I felt, and I believe that he's doing this for everybody that listens to The Quest. So this may have been my experience, but I'm sure that there are these stories over and over again. And the thing is, God was probably like, is this guy thick or what? Like, I have to keep telling, I've given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 signs now. Come on, just make the decision. Like, at some point, you got to have faith and just step out and walk with them, right? So,
yeah, Chris, the other day you mentioned to me that, you were looking for the sign, and then you turned on The Quest, and the first words you heard were, God is giving you a sign, but you're just not listening.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's what Janie was talking about. Okay. Yeah, there was literally, that was one of the things.
That
and it was like, well, we just need a sign. And then the program that day was the guy saying, look, God's giving you the sign if you haven't made the decision already. And I wish I could remember what the programs were because I forget now. But
that's great. And let me just springboard from what you've just said. I have heard countless other stories from people who have said similar things to you. They turn on the radio, turn on The Quest. Right at that moment, it was something they needed to hear at that moment.
Absolutely.
And if you want to keep supporting this, I mean, if you want the Quest in Atlanta, if you want to keep us around, it depends on your donations. And that's what we need. You can call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or on the app. There's a donate button there as well. And I just want to mention, too, that you know, you take for granted that the radio station, you know, you turn on 1160 AM or the app or whatever, you take for granted it's going to be there. It might not.
It was not there for me in the beginning, and oh, how I wish it would have been. You know,
yeah.
I was ready to move to a different state just so I could hear Catholic radio.
I've got a couple of our expenses here, but our phones. Obviously, we need phones here. That cost $165 a month. So if you wanted to donate $165, you could help pay for our phones for a month, or $2,000 for a year of phones would be very generous. And to let you know, we've got that $2,500 match available right now up until 1 o'clock. If you want to call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
Yes, please support The Quest and the good things they're doing. Natalie, can you... When you're making this decision, you're pregnant with your fifth child, and you're looking at the practical aspects of things, and obviously praying a lot too. So, how did you support Chris in this, and how were you discerning?
Yeah, it's funny when Chris mentions that we were visiting my parents, so he made that kind of that really sudden decision, and I supported him 100% because I knew he could do it, and. The whole drive home, I was just, I kind of hit the ground running and did all the research into the necessities. We were basically going to be giving up the comfort of the corporate world. And again, like you said, being pregnant and just having to deal with everything and figure out all the practical side of the business at this point. So it was helpful. We had a really long drive and I did a lot of research. And it basically took the entire 12 hours or however long we were going. And you know, it's funny that God just guided us and he never just abandons you. Right. So you follow him and, he makes it happen. And we were so confident at that point. I was so excited because it was just, you know, this whole new world. And I was stepping up into this new role and I really didn't have any time to stress out about it because it happened so suddenly and so naturally. And it was just, you know, we just knew he could do it. And we knew God could do this through Chris. And so it was a happy change. And right. I did everything that I could to support him by, you know, just giving him all, like I said, the space he needed. And, you know, I kind of just kept calling these numbers out to him and telling him what I was finding out through that research, that whole drive. And he's just like, okay, well, he's kind of like, he thinks in pictures. We always joke about he thinks in pictures and I'm like the practical. I'm very vocal, so I'll be you know, sharing all this with him, and I'm just like, I just do it for my own sake, really.
And she has a background in business, so this is like completely not my world. She's so weird. God has put us together perfectly, like we balance each other. The business would not function without her. I mean, she does honestly, she does more than me. I sit there and color pictures all day. she does all the stuff that really matters. She's the one sending orders out. She and my daughter and even my son when he helps, I mean, they're like praying for the people that support my work. They are praying for the postal workers that deliver it. Like, it's a ministry too. Like, we do care about these people, and it's such a blessing to see that happen.
So in 2020, Chris, you made the decision. You went full time. You let go of your corporate job. And give me some feedback of kind of the early feedback of the people that bought your products and how they felt, you know, receiving Beartooth's Catholic merchandise.
One of the biggest things, and this was for me one of the, like this, one of the strongest impetuses for me leaving, is just hearing from people how much the work meant to them. You know, here I am doing it almost as a catharsis and to get back into what I truly love to do, and I have people sending me messages all the time about, you know, I was about to commit sin today, and then I looked at your art and it's just completely reversed my decision.
Wow.
I looked at your art and it's convinced me I need to go back to church. I've had non-Catholics reach out and say, you've answered so many questions and this art has led me to explore the faith more. I've had people, you know, message me about converting. Just the curiosity that people have about Catholicism through seeing the images from strangers, just out in public, people stop her, people stop, I have people message me all the time, hey, this guy stopped me and he wanted to know more about the shirt I was wearing. I've had people who aren't even religious see some of these products that people were wearing or they were sharing, and it inspiring them. The Holy Spirit led them to this curiosity about it. You know, what is this? They're taking a second look the way that I took a second look when I was introduced to Catholicism. And that's the thing. The Catholic Church, the more and more the culture's been marginalized from the culture, a lot of this is not out there in the public anymore. There's no way to really communicate the truth, goodness, and beauty that our faith has, 2,000 years of this. And so that's really the mission that I put into the work, is taking all of that history and putting it out there for people in a way that they can use to just be enriched, be encouraged, and also to help evangelize.
Yeah, and so the Quest, 470-508-1160, call in and donate, thequestatlanta.com, Best of the Quest Pledge Drive. And if you call in, you will be automatically entered into a chance to win one of his posters and a t-shirt. Yeah. We'll have a raffle towards the end. And
no purchase necessary on that. I just want to mention some of the people that are in the running for that, and they have made a donation. We thank them very much. Michael... and Aaron, we love you, Grebner and Lewis families.
Oh, thank you.
Love you too.
Robin from Mableton.
Thanks, Robin.
Robin from St. Monica. We've also got Lee from College Park. We've got Mary Ellen from Roswell. We've got Carol from Cumming. We've got Gary from Alpharetta. We've got Kathleen. Shout out from Jamie's mom and dad.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
And Grandmother and Grandfather. So we thank them very much for their generous donations.
All right, and tuning into podcasts and of the like is great, and that's a good thing. But what the Quest offers is really that Holy Spirit moment, right? What Chris already talked about. You don't know necessarily what you're going to get when you tune into the Quest, but you know that the Holy Spirit's working. And if you're open, just like Chris was for many years, you'll be affected by it. And it's the ripple effect. You know, eventually the Holy Spirit spoke to Chris through the Quest, and he started his business with the help of the Holy Spirit and the Quest. So definitely donate to the Quest if you can, 470-508-1160. And that led Chris to start Beartooth's Catholic. And I will say that the symbolism in your art is really amazing. I was blown away. I'm not an artist at all, but I can see exactly what you're trying to get at when in your art. Can you maybe just talk to us maybe about one of your favorite pieces and what the kind of symbolism there?
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about St. Peter. So Quo Vadis is a traditional story from the history of the church where St. Peter is, he's in Rome during the persecutions, and he can't face up to it. So he starts to walk away, and he passes Christ on the road out of Rome. And he asks Christ, where are you going? And Christ says, to be crucified again. In Latin, it's Quo Vadis. And man, that is such a powerful thing, because it's sort of it convicts everybody really when we're not walking that faith. So of course St. Peter turns around and he does go to be martyred in Rome. And so I drew a piece because number one, he's just my favorite saint. He's the business patron, but also just this story is so powerful. It's like one of my favorites. So, you know, within this image, I have, I try to incorporate a lot of symbolism to tell the stories of the saints I'm depicting, or to tell the story of Mary and Jesus. So for example, in this case, you know, he's standing there holding his cross up, and he's just weighted down by ropes and by the keys that are hanging from him. It's like a weight on his shoulders, but he faces it, right? So there's a strength and determination in it. There's a love for Christ that's in it. There's a seashell there, representing 1 Peter, where he talks about baptism now saves you. There's the anchor showing his faith and his devotion. And there's also the fisherman's hook. You know, obviously Christ told him to go and be fishers of men. So all these symbols are wrapped up in this image. And it's something that if people are wearing that shirt or they have that artwork up in their homes, it's an occasion for them to evangelize and tell the stories and to really tell the faith in a beautiful way. So
let me ask you this, because Jeff just asked you about your favorite piece, the piece that I'm kind of curious, and I'm assuming it's something different. What's the best-selling piece?
Yeah, great question. So there's a few of them. Stella Maris is Our Lady Star of the Sea, right? That's probably one of the biggest, I would say, Natalie, right? You probably see orders for that constantly. People love that devotion. Of course, it's a marrying devotion. It's a beautiful devotion, and it's actually one that's ancient. So I make prayer cards that have an ancient prayer on them, and it's a way, and it has it in English and Latin too, because again, that's part of our church. That's our heritage, and so that's a big one. I also make the Virtues poster, which I'm giving out today. If you call in and donate, or if you call in, just call in. And that Virtues poster, I think that might be my all-time biggest seller. And what it depicts is the saints, Mary and the saints, as sort of an embodiment of the virtues, going to combat against the vices, who are depicted sort of like as you know, little demons, or like it's the vice, it's the stuff that we're trying to fight against, the sin that we're trying to get out of our life. So it's called it's based on a quote from Job, which is that all of man's life is a warfare. And so I have this concept of warfare between living the Christian life and battling our vices and practicing our virtues and really exemplifying those in the walk with Christ. And so that's probably one of my biggest sellers.
Can we see these on your website?
Absolutely, yeah. If you go to baritouscatholic.com, B-A-R-I-T-U-S, catholic.com, or at baritouscatholic on any of the social media platforms, you can see all kinds of examples of my work. My website links to my shop, which has all of the products. Natalie mentioned we try to keep at least 150 or so, sometimes more, products in the shop at all times. There is so much variety there. Your patron saint might be there in some kind of way. Social media is a great place to see sort of my body of work and the things that I've done in the past as well.
Awesome.
Natalie, can you talk about how it's become a family business? I love what Chris said earlier, that you guys had the desire early on, desire of your heart, to have a business together, and Christ knows the desires of our hearts, and he answered that desire, but later on in life. So how did it become a family business?
Yeah, definitely, Jamie, thanks. So we, you know, we've always prayed that, like we said, you know, God will guide us this way. And the idea of a family business is so appealing. We just love that, you know, the foundation of our family and growing together. So as Chris, you know, the business started to kind of grow, just seeing Chris work, it was kind of comical, actually, because
it really was.
I kind of like stepped back and just assessed everything. And I didn't want to get into the business, so...
was very early.
It was very, very, very early on. And I just watched him just packing orders for, you know, our amazing supporters. And I was just like, you know, Chris, I think we can kind of do this differently. Just, is it okay if I just step in? And so at that point, you know,
Squirrel Brain was trying to run a business, and she's like, that's not working. I need to make this. You need to do the creative side.
Yeah, you can just draw, and you know, I'll get this. So I was thankful he let me step into that role. So I just kind of took over with as far as fulfillment. So we pack the orders. You know, my daughter and I, our oldest child, pack the orders together. We ship them. Most of them ship right out of, you know, here in Georgia. And even our littlest ones, you know, our son, who's 14, he'll help with. He's the muscle. He helps with you know, the boxes of things and putting things together. We did our first convention this year at the Eucharistic Congress, and it was just amazing to see, like, just putting up a display and all the work that went into it and that they were able to help with. And then even our, like I was saying, our littlest children will get in there and just help throw away trash or pull off stickers to stick the envelopes down.
Or help you grow in holiness and pray, right?
Of course. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're always like, okay, let's all pray together. And we have to pray before orders because, Yeah, we just
we try to make it fun though.
Yeah,
we,
it's definitely fun.
You know, we'll put on some chant or something and listen to some nuns sing.
While yeah, it's beautiful.
Packing orders, and you know, like I said, we pray for the people that we're packing orders for. It's just amazing to see like where the orders come from.
Yeah, just locations. I mean, it's incredible. How God is spreading this.
Do you have any idea how many countries have you shipped to?
I've lost track. I mean, I think we've hit every continent at this point.
Yeah, I think everywhere we're able to ship to.
Everywhere we're able to ship, we've hit every continent. So yeah, there's just supporters in every corner of the world. And it's unbelievable to us. We step back sometimes. We're like, man, thank you, God. I don't know how this happened. But to look at it and just see that, like I said, 20 years in the making and us just being patient and it finally happened. So.
And you think about it, Quest Atlanta, right? It's a local radio station, yet it has an impact on you, Chris and Natalie, and your company. And bam, all of a sudden it's hitting all corners of the world, right? With your art, which your symbolism, again, is a horn and a sword, proclaiming and defending the faith. And every time someone sees a sticker or a T-shirt, they're reminded of the faith and the beauty of it, which is really why you started this whole thing. So, again, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. Got a few more minutes, I think, to call in and get that donation in.
Yeah, just about 2 minutes you've got left for the matching money. So go ahead and do that. And also 2 minutes left to get in on the drawing. Call in or you can make a pledge, like you were saying, 470-508-1160. Or go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can do it from the app, which is already on your phone. There's a little donate button there. Any closing?
One of my favorite pictures, Chris, is the Assumption. Can you just tell us really briefly how that came to your mind and just the Holy Spirit at work there?
Yeah, I mean, what a beautiful a beautiful feast day, but event in the life of the church is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And, you know, I was at Mass, and a lot of times these ideas will hit me when I'm just wrapped up in contemplation of the things that are going on at Mass. And you really do kind of go to the, at least I, being visual, I kind of go to this, like, you know, heavenly reflection. And so I think it was the Feast of the Assumption or somewhere near it, or I was reflecting on that. And just this idea of Christ lovingly taking Our Lady by the hand and just carrying her into heaven with the help of the angels behind her, and just being showered with roses. And then there's the Holy Spirit is coming down with a rainbow just reflecting off the light. And it just, I kind of saw all this play out with the light of the church kind of just making it real in my mind. And I ran home that day and I was like, I got to sketch this down immediately. So, I mean, I just sat there furiously, like, sketching that out. And that's another one that's become, like, one of the bigger sellers, too. So,
yeah, it's beautiful. Go to baratuscatholic.com. Check that out. And we're probably heading towards the end. You want to close in prayer?
Yeah, sure.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We'll go ahead and say an Ave Maria. Ave Maria, gratia plena. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis, peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you, Chris and Natalie, so much for coming on.
Thank you again for having us.
Thank you all. God bless.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.